In the day's other news, Wall Street notched its best day since July as bond yields tumbled on some weak economic data. The major stock indexes rose more than 2.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 765 points to close at 29,491. The Nasdaq climbed 240 points, and the S&P 500 added 93. An Indonesian police chief and nine other elite officers were removed from their posts for their role in a stampede at a soccer match that left at least 125 people dead in Malang. 18 other officers are under investigation. Panic erupted in the stadium on Saturday as police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd after the home team lost. Most of the victims were trampled to death. The team's head coach called it unacceptable.
We just hope that this incident will become a starting point for a new era of Indonesian and global football. Stop all of this. The result of a match is not worth paying for with people's lives.
Mourners laid out flower petals as a tribute to the victims. It was one of the deadliest stadium disasters in the world. Meanwhile, matches have been suspended until the investigation is complete. Ukrainian forces gained more ground in the south and east of their country today, ramping up the pressure on invading Russians. The Russian military acknowledged Ukraine's advances in the strategic southern region of Kherson, which President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last week. Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russia's lower house rubber-stamped a resolution to annex that and three other Ukrainian regions. Back in this country, a year-long independent investigation into the U.S. National Women's Soccer League found systemic patterns of emotional abuse and sexual misconduct. It was commissioned after several players came forward with their own claims. The report named several high-ranking officials who failed to take action. It also calls for better vetting of coaches and timely investigations. Opening statements began today in the federal trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four other people for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. Prosecutors accused Rhodes of plotting an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of presidential power. Rhodes and his associates face several felony charges, including seditious conspiracy. Brazil is preparing for a runoff election later this month after no candidate won Sunday's presidential election outright. Former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva came in first with 48% of the vote. He will face off against right-wing incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro, who won 43%, far better than polls predicted. We'll have more after the news summary. The British government reversed course today and decided to scrap an income tax cut plan for the rich. The proposal had triggered financial market turmoil and caused the British pound to plunge to record lows. The government has now vowed to move forward on the rest of its tax-cutting stimulus package. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine went to a Swedish scientist for his discoveries in human evolution. Svante Paabo's work gave key insights into the human immune system and what makes it unique compared to our extinct relatives, the Neanderthals. Paabo celebrated his win with colleagues today in Leipzig, Germany, and spoke of the moment he heard the news.
Well, I initially thought it was a joke, actually, that it was my research group who made an elaborate joke. But then it sounded a little too convincing. But it was hard to digest, actually, immediately.
Paabo is the son of another Nobel Prize winner in medicine. It is the eighth time that the child of a Nobel laureate has also won a Nobel Prize. And a passing to note, Native American activist and actress Sasheen Littlefeather died of breast cancer yesterday in California. She stood in for Marlon Brando in declining an Oscar for the movie The Godfather in 1973. She wore a buckskin dress to protest Hollywood's portrayal of Native Americans, drawing boos from the audience. In August, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences apologized for her mistreatment. Sasheen Littlefeather was 75 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Supreme Court faces questions about its legitimacy as it begins a new session. How consulting firm McKinsey has influenced companies and governments behind the scenes for decades. Amy Walter and Tamara Keith discuss the most heated political campaigns 1 month ahead of the midterms, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.